these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Continuing our study, when will the rapture happen? Let's quickly review what we learned in our first segment. One, Jesus taught the rapture would occur immediately after the tribulation, Matthew 24:29-31. Two, when those killed during the tribulation are resurrected, the Bible says this is the first resurrection, Revelation 20:4-6. Number three, our gathering together unto him cannot happen until the Antichrist is revealed. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3. And number four, the rapture happens at the last trump when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and Revelation 11:15-19. Now, today we're going to look, or at least in this segment, we're going to look at the two simultaneous harvests. This is such an interesting passage, again, spoken by Jesus himself, Matthew 13:24. Listen to it. Another parable, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up, pull the tares out? He said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, this is the story of the two simultaneous harvests. They both happen at the same time, the harvest of the wheat and the harvest of the tares. Now, Jesus went on in verse 36-43 to explain every detail of the parable. He said the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed the tares is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world or the end of the age. And the reapers are the angels. So it's important to realize the wheat and the tares were both harvested at the same time. Now there's another account of these two simultaneous harvests in the book of Revelation, chapter 14:14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Now this is the harvest of the earth. This is the harvest of the wheat. This is the rapture. Now after verse 16, in verse 17, we see the harvest of the tares. Here it is. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, not the harvest of the earth, the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even until the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So he gathers the vine of the earth, throws it into the winepress of the wrath of God. This is speaking of the Battle of Armageddon. And the winepress was trodden without the city, speaking of Jerusalem. That's where the Battle of Armageddon will end up. And when Jesus comes, he is going to go through the Kidron Valley just outside the Temple Mount, and he will tread down the enemies of God's